Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Maybe it's black coffee, coffee with cream, a cup of Joe, a tumbler of Joe, but just give me the whole pot of Joe. What gets the early percolating isn't the same for any two cotton growers or any two cotton seeds. That's why Stoneville has a variety to thrive in every kind of early. In these parts, try Stoneville 4993 B3XF. It gets out of the ground faster with a strong early stand for a finish you'll love. Find your best variety with the selector tool at Stoneville.com. Stoneville from BASF. Own the early. Always read and follow label directions.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call 405-286-7703.
Well, the week finished with an eventful trade, especially in grain futures. But the livestock first here, April live cattle down 17 at 137.82. The June's down 27 at 133.82. August live cattle 25 lower at 135.85. October's down 10 at 143.25. Feeder cattle futures up 15 on April at 136.55. The May's down 10 at 159.37. The next month, August, 72 lower, 173.55. We have seen quite a bit of spread action as the old crop, or not old crop, but the older contracts and then the further out contracts have moved against each other quite a bit. And that's been an interesting trade all week long. And this time of year, you get that with when the typical year you get the weed pasture cattle, of course, this year without the weed pasture. Things are a little bit different, but the spread on both live cattle and feeder cattle markets have been moving substantially. Box beef at midday was, or yesterday was 268.41, up 75 cents. The index 155.59. Currently, the April is pretty close at 156.55. Today's hog futures pretty quiet relative to what we have been seeing. April hogs down 2 at 99.02. June's up 42 at 114.57.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the 4th Annual Southwest Ranchers Bull and Heifer Sale, Saturday, April 9th, 12:30 at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha, Oklahoma. The sale features 139 head, including 119 Hereford, Angus, and Red Angus bulls with 20 Hereford, Angus, and Red Angus females. Catalogs and videos available at www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. That's 405-641-6081.
Well, today we had a USDA grain report mid-morning at 11 a.m. The markets reacted bullishly. I thought the report was fairly neutral, but May corn was up 11 at 768 and 3 quarters. December up 7 cents at 716. The May beans up 43 and a half at 1689 even. November beans up 29 at 1495 and a half. So this is the highest we've been in a couple weeks there for the November beans. And the December corn, this is new highs, actually. So that December corn has been kind of sneaking up on everybody since last December. So it's been rallying nearly $2. So really good rally there. Kansas City wheat was up anywhere from 30 to 36 cents, with May up 36, 11.06 and 3 quarters. July is 11.10, up 36 and 3 quarters. Still pretty far off the high. The high was about $12.60 back at the beginning of March. So about $1.50 off those highs. Chicago wheat was up 30 to 32, and then the cotton today down 79 in May, but December up 79 cents at 115.48. Again, that report mid-morning was what I would consider a neutral report. Not a whole lot going on. They increased in the U.S. and then decreased in the world ending stock. So kind of a neutral report, which was kind of how it was expected to be, given the report just a few days ago on March 31st.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.